to way,
that the Supreme Lord,
who is beyond
the conception of material knowledge,
will be satisfied.
Give up your demoniac nature
and act without enmity
or duality.
Show mercy to all living entities
by enlightening them
in devotional service,
thus becoming their well-wishers.
Purport. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, 1855,
Bhaktya mam abhijhanati yavanyas jasmi tatvata.
One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is only by devotional service.
Prahlad Maharaj ultimately instructed his class friends, the sons of the demons, to accept the process of devotional service by preaching the science of Krishna consciousness to everyone.
Preaching is the best service to the Lord.
The Lord will immediately be extremely satisfied with one who engages in this service of preaching Krishna consciousness.
This is confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 18:69.
Nacha tasman manushyesu kaschin me priyakritama.
There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear.
If one sincerely tries his best to spread Krishna consciousness by preaching the glories of the Lord and His supremacy, even if he is imperfectly educated, he becomes the dearmost servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is bhakti. As one performs this service for humanity without discrimination between friends and enemies, the Lord becomes satisfied, and the mission of one's life is fulfilled.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised everyone to become a guru devotee and preach Krishna consciousness.
Yare deka tarikaha Krishnupadesh.
That is the easiest way to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Powerful statement there.
By such preaching, the preacher becomes satisfied, and those to whom he preaches are also satisfied.
This is the process of bringing peace and tranquility to the entire world.
Bhaktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheswaram surdang sarbhutanam gyatmam santi mrushiti.
One is expected to understand these three formulas of knowledge concerning the Supreme Lord: that He is the Supreme Enjoyer, that He is the proprietor of everything, and that He is the best well-wisher and friend of everyone. A preacher should personally understand these truths and preach them to everyone. Then there will be peace and tranquility all over the world. The word saurdam, friendliness, is very significant in this verse. People are generally ignorant of Krishna consciousness, and therefore, to become their best well-wisher, one should teach them about Krishna consciousness without discrimination.
Since the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, is situated in the core of everyone's heart, everybody
is a temple of Vishnu.
One should not misuse this understanding as an excuse for such words as the Rudra Narayan. If Narayan lives in the house of a Dharidra, a poor man, this does not mean that Narayan becomes poor. He lives everywhere, in the houses of the poor and those of the rich. But in all circumstances, he remains Narayan. To think that he becomes either poor or rich, is a material calculation. He is always Shat-Aishvarya Purnam, full in six opulences in all circumstances. Omi Gyanatam Anandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshvam Ritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Nama Mukram Kurtu Vachalam Pungan Lam Vaitegrim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Shigurum Dinataranam Vanchikapatu Vishya Kripasan Vyucha Priyan Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So here, Prahlad Maharaj is exhibiting his kindness upon his friends who are born of demons by preaching to them about Krishna consciousness. And not only is he preaching to them about Krishna consciousness, but he's inspiring them to also preach. So this is actually, as Prabhupada mentions in the purport, this is the best service. Preaching is the best service to the Lord. There's so many different services that we're doing within our Krishna consciousness movement. Right now there's devotees, there are cooking, and we have deity worship, and there's management. But the most important activity is what Srila Prabhupada, he stressed so much, to preach Krishna consciousness. This is the main lack in society. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he would say like this, this is the only lack in society, Krishna consciousness. So therefore, so much stress is put on this activity. This forgetfulness is a big problem. This forgetfulness of Krishna is the main problem, and why people are suffering so much. And Prahlad Maharaj, he also says, "Naivod vijay pratirachaya vaitranyas tvadvirya gayana mahamrita magnachitta." So cheta tovi mukacheta sa indriyata maya sukhayam bodham udva tovi mudhan. He says, I have no problem. Because wherever I go, I'm hearing and chanting your glories. So what problem can I have? But I am in anxiety. I'm concerned about the unfortunate situation of the conditioned souls in this material world who are trying to enjoy this maya sukhaya, this illusory happiness. So Prahlad Maharaj, he's experiencing happiness and at the same time distress. Devotees are paradukaduki. They see others in distress and it gives them distress. So this is the position of a devotee. Srila Prabhupada, once he was in a car going for his morning walk, and he saw to the right there were some people with some sticks in their hand, and they were hitting, doing something. So Prabhupada asked the devotees, what do they do? They always said, Prabhupada, it's a sport. They have a stick, and there's a ball on the ground, and they try to hit the ball in a hole. It's called golf. And Prabhupada started crying. He said, it's simply another way to waste their human form of life. So many ways they're trying to figure out how to try to enjoy this world, but they're simply wasting their human form of life, not knowing the importance of this rare human form of life. So when we go out and distribute books, we're helping them understand how important this human form of life is. Now, what are people doing? They're engaging in the same activities as the animals. What are the animals doing? Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Dvipada pashu.
Therefore, they're two-legged animals doing the same thing. We have this bigger brain that the animals don't have. So why do we have that? So that people can inquire. What's the goal of life? Why am I here? What's going to happen at the time of death? These are the questions of an intelligent person. Not just, how can I get more money? How can I get a nice home? This is their inquiry. How to make more money. Everybody is inquiring. Atato brahma jigyasa. But the human form of life is meant to inquire about the absolute truth. And Krishna is that absolute truth. And somehow we've been given this absolute truth by the causeless mercy of Krishna. And if we want to show gratitude to Krishna for giving us this Krishna consciousness, then we should also give it out to others. Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya, he expressed how he was in anxiety about the condition of the people in this material world. He was inquiring from Haridas Thakur, how can they be delivered? It's a problem. This is the main problem in this world, is forgetfulness of Krishna consciousness. So Lord Chaitanya, he came to try to help the living entity. He was traveling all over India, preaching Krishna consciousness. And there was that one Brahmin, Korma Brahma. He was so happy. It was an ecstasy to be in the association of Lord Chaitanya. And when Lord Chaitanya was leaving, he said, I'm coming with you. He had his family. He had his wife and kids. And I'm coming with you. No, you stay. Yare deka tare ka Krishna upadesh amara agyaya guru anatare desh. You instruct everyone. You stay here and you instruct everyone of the teachings of Krishna, as they are given in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And you become a guru. You stay here, you become a guru. You enlighten them. So this is the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to create gurus and enlighten others about Krishna consciousness. There's so many institutions, educational institutions, all over the world. But what are they teaching? Just how to be a good animal. How to be a very good animal. There's so many literatures, millions and millions and millions of literatures all over the world. Nayatrahang sa nirmat nyusiksayaha. How does that start? Nayodvichaschitam paranghriyayaso jagat pavitram prakundita karajit tadhyasam tirtam ushanti manaso nayata hungsa niyaman yusiksaya. That literature which does not give descriptions of the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the entire universe, are said by sages to be places of pilgrimage for crows. On the other hand, that literature which does give descriptions of the glories of the Lord are meant to bring about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. So this is what these books do. They create a revolution in the hearts of those persons who have a little brain substance. So that's what we're searching for. There's not Kali Yuga, there's not many of them with a brain substance. But there are some. Just like we have so many, someone said that we have about 1 million devotees in our society now, inside and outside. Previously, only the devotees that were in ISKCON were living in the temple. And if you lived outside, you're a Maya. But now, most devotees live outside. So there's about 1 million that can accept Prabhupada as their main guide in spiritual life and Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's great success. That's in 44 years by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So many people now are accepting the absolute truth. But there's so many more people on this planet. What is it, about 6 billion now? Something like that. Give or take a few hundred million. And we've distributed about a half a billion. Not bad. What's that percentage? That's about 10%, something like 12. That. 12%. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So that's a lot of books. And this period that we're in right now, this is the 10,000 golden age, 10,000 years of golden age. Lord Chaitanya started when now we have about 9,500 years left. It started when Lord Chaitanya came. So we don't know what's going to happen. We keep on planting these books in people's homes. There may be a time. We may see it, we may not see it. There may be a huge revolution where just thousands and thousands of people start taking up Krishna consciousness. I mean, we never know what's going to happen. Yeah. If there's some huge crisis, yeah, just like in 1965, 66, the late 60s and early 70s, so many people were joining. We even had a book, the Hare Krishna Explosion. So why were so many people joining? Because there was a crisis in the world, actually. There was this war, and people didn't want anything to do with it, and people were protesting. So many people were joining. So we don't know when that's going to happen again. Now it's kind of, it goes up and down, people coming and going. So now it's down a little bit down, not many people are joining, but we never know what's going to happen. So we got to get the books out there. And then when they do have some crisis in their life, then they have something to take shelter of. There's a very nice story in this regard. There was a devotee distributing books in India. And he was going shop to shop. And he went to one shop. And there was a business meeting going on. So he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt." So the chairman, he saw the devotee with Bhagavad Gita. He said, no, please come in. Give each of my associates here a Bhagavad Gita. I'll cover the cost." So the devotee is very happy. So he did that. And it happened to be the end of the meeting. So the devotee decided to talk to this man about why he was so enthusiastic about the Bhagavad Gita. So the man, he said, "I'll tell you what happened to me. I was living my life nicely, comfortably, my business. But at one point, my wife and my children started giving me so many problems. And I was shocked. So many problems. So much anxiety. So I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to go home. It was so bad. So I started drinking, and eventually I became an alcoholic. So my life was just miserable. My family's giving me a hard time. Now I'm an alcoholic. And my whole life just became a mess. So I decided to commit suicide. I was in my flat. I was thinking, all right, this is it. End of the road. But then I just happened to glance up in my room, and the Bhagavad Gita was there in the bookcase. So I thought, hey, maybe there's something there. Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. So he brought it down. And he said, from reading the first paragraph in the introduction, I felt so much relief. I just kept reading. All I did for 4 days was read Bhagavad Gita. I ate a little bit, slept a little bit, and just read Bhagavad Gita. And he said, When I finished reading the Bhagavad Gita, I'd never felt so happy in my life. So this is the power of Prabhupada's books. And he said, every day I read Bhagavad Gita. I read Prabhupada.
Where was it?
This is in one city in India. I forgot which city. India, yeah. So these books actually saves people's lives. They're very powerful. They saved our life, you know. Like I was speaking yesterday. Who knows where we would be now. So many devotees also have told me that they were on the verge of suicide before they got Srila Prabhupada's books. So not only are we helping them, but Srila Prabhupada, he makes a very interesting statement here. He said that by preaching, this is the easiest way to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is why we're here. We're trying to realize Krishna, who Krishna is. So Krishna reveals himself. That's why it's the easiest way to realize, because he reveals himself. The more we please Krishna, as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So this is the biggest surrender. One devotee asked Srila Prabhupada what the criterion was for his choosing the different GBC members. And he said, whoever I saw take the most risk in Krishna consciousness, those are the ones I chose to be GBC. So when we go out on book distribution, it's a risk. Here at the temple, it's comfortable. It's nice. There's no Maya. You got the deities here. You got devotees here. Maya's there in our mind, of course, but not near as much as when you go out. And sometimes devotees go out and become bewildered. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that in a battle, it's natural that some warriors are taken out during the war. So it's a risk. I know of many devotees that go out on book distribution. They meet a girl, or Mataji also meets a boy, and things start happening, sparks fly, and before you know it, he's gone. So it's risky. I heard about this just recently. One devotee had met a nice lady interested in Krishna consciousness, got her email, kept in touch with her. After about a year, he was gone. Married her. And then after a year and a half, got divorced and came back to the temple. So it's risky. And there's discomfort. Just like yesterday, we were out in book distribution, it was hot. Bhakti Matt was, his head was turning like a red ball. Fortunately, he had some skin screens that helped out. Sometimes it's hot. Sometimes it's very cold. Sometimes people are very rude. I remember I was distributing books in Australia, and I approached one person. And another person came up while I was speaking to this person. He said, is this Hare Krishna? I said, yeah, Hare Krishna. He took the book out of my hand, spit on the book, and threw it. I was thinking, my God, what are you doing in a situation? So I went and got the book, and it washed off the spit. And I was thinking, boy, Krishna, this is a very covered soul. Please forgive him. He's just, he's in Maya. So I was shocked. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, this material world, it's a weird abode. It's a strange place. So when you go out on book distribution, you never know what kind of strange characters you're going to meet. But we'll also meet many nice people who take books and are enthusiastic to read Srila Prabhupada's books. There used to be a saying that the sun never sets on the British Empire. Of course, now it does. It's just a little island. No empire anymore. But the fact is that the distribution, the sun never sets on the distributors of Srila Prabhupada's books. Right now, as we're speaking, books are being distributed. Brahma Muhurta, he found that every 7 seconds there's a book being distributed on the planet. So we want to increase that more and more, more and more, so that people can benefit. And this is even in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the gopis, they said, Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam kavirbi iditam kama sapaham shravanamangalam srimanatitam bhuvi gunati bhuvi dajana. That your words are like nectar for those who understand that this material world is a place of suffering. Kavirbi iditam kama sapaham. And great sages, great poets, they say that simply by hearing your glories, one becomes free of sin. Shravanamangalam, that it's most auspicious activity. Shravanamangalam, to hear your glories is the most auspicious activity. Srimad Atatam, it's very powerful. Just to hear your words is very powerful. It cleanses the heart. It shakes up the heart so that one wants to surrender to Krishna. I remember the first time I was reading the Bhagavad Gita in Florida. I got a Bhagavad Gita from a library. All glories to the library party. I was like, my God, this is amazing. This is the truth. I've stumbled upon the truth. And I was like, you know, you read something, it's just like, this is powerful. So these books are very powerful. Srimad Atatam. And the gopis go on to say that, and those persons who are distributing this knowledge, they are the most munificent in all the creation. Those persons who are giving this knowledge. So the gopis, they're like book distributors. You know, they're also spreading the glories of Krishna. Actually, there was one in the early 70s. The person who was writing the newsletter, he said that the book distributors, they're like the gopis, because the gopis, they're always trying to bring others to Krishna. They got more pleasure in bringing others to Krishna than them going to Krishna, which is kind of inconceivable. But this is their mood. So the devotees, the book distributors, they're going out and they're trying to bring people to Krishna, to the lotus feet of Krishna. So in this way, they're like the gopis. So it became a big debate. This is in Los Angeles Temple. Oh, look at the book distributors are starting to think they're gopis now. There's some debate there. They're joining the Gopi Bhava Club. So one very nice thing about having Srila Prabhupada personally on the planet is that whenever there was some controversy, they would just write Prabhupada, and he would clear it up in a second. So they did that. They wrote Prabhupada. Prabhupada, what is right in this situation? So Prabhupada wrote back, and he said, yes, this is correct, that the book distributors, they're in the mood of the gopis because they're trying to bring others to Krishna. So Prabhupada confirmed that this is true. So it's so auspicious, we can't even imagine. So we should pray to Krishna that we can be a part of this book distribution mission. And he will help us. He'll help us. We will benefit. The people whom we distribute books will benefit. And not only do they benefit if they get a book, Prabhupada said they just touch a book,
and they benefit. One time Prabhupada said, even if they just see a Sankirtan devotee, they benefit. In Mahatattva Prabhu, he was telling me that in Croatia, when he joined, they would go door to door to all the houses twice a year because it's a small country. So they'd cover the whole country, door to door. And he said he felt a change in the country by this book distribution. So by this activity of book distribution, we change the atmosphere. Isn't there some statement? Remember that statement about when one chants the Hare Krishna mantra, it goes around. What is that? Around the planet? What is that? I haven't heard that in a long time.
Well, we're talking about the sound going around so many times.
The sound going around the planet by this chanting.
Thing that even the place where you go, hours later, days later, there's a change there.
Right. And wherever, it's a sacrifice. It's a sacrificial arena. Like we go to the campus, distribute books. It becomes a sacrificial arena because we're doing the yajna of the age. We go to the airport distributing books. It's a sacrificial arena. So many amazing things happen there. Yeah. And we go on the streets door to door. We're going to start doing that around here now, door to door. That street becomes a sacrificial arena. It's sanctified because Krishna's words are being distributed in that area. So we can't understand, can't even come to understand how glorious this activity is of book distribution. And this is what Prabhupada first did. He came to the West. Anybody know how many books Prabhupada brought with him? Anybody know? No, 600. 200 sets. You're right, 200 sets. He brought these cases. And this is how he was distributing them on consignment. He would put them in the stores. And people were buying Prabhupada's books. That's how he was maintaining also in New York City. Dravida was there when Prabhupada was there, distributing books, preaching. So that was the first activity. Prabhupada came, he was distributing books. And the first book that he distributed was to the captain. He gave $20. He came to either Boston or New York. And he saw the books and he said, well, what is this? So he said, showing him to him. No, I'll take one. Gave $20. Very auspicious. A good way to start the preaching in America. So Prabhupada is the most wonderful example. And if we preach, then we're following in his footsteps. One time a devotee said, Prabhupada, I want to follow in your footsteps. And Prabhupada said, then you'll have to travel a lot because I'm always moving. Prabhupada's always preaching. Such a dynamic personality. So maybe we'll stop there. Any question? Or a comment. Yes, Rupa.
So you're saying that book distribution is like the best form of service.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't any service that we do a form of preaching? So, I mean, if...
Isn't any form of service we do a form of preaching?
Yeah.
Well, there's direct and there's indirect. Just like if you go to if there's a war, you have the frontline soldiers. And then in the back you got the cooks, and you got there's also medics, So there's all kinds of things happening there, and of course it's all necessary. Now if there's no food, then how's the army going to fight? So it's all important. But the front line soldiers, they're the most important in the war, right? Because they're the ones that are actually fighting. So Prabhupada said like that. One time he gave the example, just like there may be some country boy and he goes to war, he becomes a hero. Just a young, innocent country boy, but he decides he wants to go to war. So he becomes a hero. So Prabhupada said it's like that. Book distributors are like heroes because they're going in the front line fighting Maya. But yeah, all the services are important.
It's absolute. Devotional service is absolute. But still, this activity of going out is what is most pleasing to Krishna and to the Acharyas. Because we're doing the actual approaching of the non-devotees. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much. Chants on a book distribution key?
Yeah.